This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As-salamu alaykum. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين always forever begin by praising Allah نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله we testify there is none worthy of worship besides Allah سبحانه وتعالى and we send our love and our greetings our salutations to beloved Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to his pious and his pure family to his companions and to those who follow his sunnah until the end of time may Allah bless us to be amongst them آمين والحمد لله Alhamdulillah, over the last couple of weeks after Ramadan, we asked, how do I know if I am on track to be a good person? And Alhamdulillah, there are a few blueprints or guidelines that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, or lists Allah gives in the Quran, which shows you, if you follow these steps, these are the priority items. The beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun, there's a few ayat that require or guides us as to who the successful people are. At the in the middle towards the end of Surah Al-Ma'arij, there's another list. At the end of Surah Al-Furqan, there's a list called the Ibadur Rahman, those who worship Allah. We haven't discussed that list. Today, it's another guidance that we're going to get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but on the tongue of a very special person. There was a great man, a very wise person, was not a Nabi. And he's known as Luqman al-Hakim, Luqman the Wise. A person who is not a Nabi, but is the only person who has a surah named after him as a prophet, besides being a prophet. Only Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salam and Sayyidina Maryam, two people who are mentioned by name, the Quran mentions a chapter after them, and yet they were not Anbiya. And this man Luqman must have been a really, really pious person for Allah to mention him and name a surah after him. And when we think of piety, immediately what comes to mind, tahajjud, charity, long beard, Mawlana, Sheikh, Allah subhanahu does not mention any of these things with regards to Sayyidina Luqman. Allah doesn't mention his acts of worship that he did. Allah does not mention the devotion. Allah mentions a context of him giving advice to his son. Him as a dad, giving advice to his son, my boy, if you want to be a good person, you want to be successful in life, then take my advice. Subhanallah. And perhaps a message to myself and to all of us, piety begins at home. Guidance begins with ourselves and then our family members. And so here you have a dad speaking to his son, and the surah, Surah Luqman, named after him. Allah begins, now you know whenever you introduce somebody, you begin with the credentials. This person achieved this and that, he's got so many PhDs. Allah wants to introduce Luqman to us. Allah says, I want you to listen to what Luqman said to his son. You say, Allah, who's this Luqman guy? Allah begins by saying, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ We gave Luqman wisdom. Allah says, this is a person I have given wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom as the, there's many definitions with regards to wisdom. We know in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that he gave Nabi Dawood and Nabi Sulaiman wisdom. And wisdom is the ability to act appropriately at the appropriate time. To know how to act, how to speak at each appropriate time. Sometimes it's better to be quiet. Sometimes you have to speak up. Sometimes you need to be aggressive maybe. Sometimes you need to be passive. Wisdom is the knowledge of when to act in what situation and then acting upon it. This is what wisdom is. And Allah says in the Quran, if Allah has given wisdom to some, and if He has given somebody wisdom, it is a great, great ni'mah. Wisdom is almost a level above knowledge. You must have knowledge of how to do something, and then wisdom is knowing how to apply that knowledge in the right circumstance. So Allah begins by saying, the only credential I need to tell you about this man Luqman, I'm not going to tell you how much tahajjud he made, or how much charity he's given. I'm going to say about Luqman, we've given him a lot of hikmah. أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ Allah says, and indeed we had granted Luqman a lot of wisdom. And Allah says, be grateful unto Allah, for whoever is grateful is only grateful for his own benefit. So Allah also reminds, so as if Allah is telling Luqman and all of us, I've given Luqman, I've given you a blessing of wisdom. And whatever blessing I have given you, remember that blessing should lead you to being grateful to me. Being grateful to Allah. Your blessings should bring you closer to Allah. Allah granted our blessings bring us closer to Him and not further away. May our knowledge, our wealth, our power, our prosperity be a means which we become more grateful to Allah. And so he says, this is the introductory. We can spend the whole lecture just talking about the introduction. Anishkur lillah. He says, Allah says that Luqman's wisdom led him to being grateful to Allah. That's wisdom that is meaningful. And so Allah says, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ. Now interesting, the first shukr, Allah says shukr to Allah. That your wisdom, your knowledge should lead you to be grateful to Allah. And then he says, and whoever is grateful, not only to Allah. Allah is saying in general, anybody who is grateful to Allah, of course, and to your mother, your father, your whoever it might be. Whoever is grateful, فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرْ لِنَفْسِهِ. You'll only find that being a grateful person is for your own benefit. It will benefit you in life. Being grateful is not going to increase Allah. Being grateful and being appreciative to your mom, to your wife, it's not really going to make them feel good, but it is really for your own benefit to have this character of gratitude. So Allah says that your gratitude will not increase him, and gratitude extends to beyond Allah. You need to be grateful to those around you. وَمَنْ كَفَرْ. Now yeah, kafar doesn't mean to disbelieve only. Kafar means to actually mean to be, as Fir'aun said to Nabi Musa, Fir'aun said to Nabi Musa, you are a kafir, Musa. It doesn't mean you're a disbeliever. He says, you are such an ungrateful person, Musa. I raised you, I did all these things. So the strangest ayah in the Quran is Fir'aun calling Musa, what a big kafir you are, Musa. So the strangest ayah in the Quran. But what Fir'aun meant by kufr here, he means how ungrateful. So Allah says, and whoever is ungrateful, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Allah is not in need of anybody. And he is always praiseworthy. He is praised whether you praise him or not. It does not, your shukr, your sajida, our worship, does not increase Allah's grandeur in the least. It is only for our own benefit. So now Allah introduced Luqman as a man who has wisdom, and he was deeply appreciative to Allah. So now Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانْ لِإِبْنِهِ. Luqman said to his son, وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ. And he is admonishing him. He is giving him like a serious advice. Allah says he didn't only speak to his son, but it was like a family meeting. He's calling his son. This is important now. This is a serious admonition. He's calling his son. Could be on his deathbed. It could be somewhere, a very critical moment in his life. Maybe it's just before his son got married. And now, so Allah is saying, take note. Luqman is telling his son, this very wise person is giving his son some serious life advice. He begins, so Luqman begins, Ya Bunay. Also the way he addresses, just the Ya Bunay means, my dear beloved son. It's a term of endearment. Bunay is my boy. My boy, that bunayya is mine. You are mine. Ya bunayya, la tushrik billah. Inna shirka la dhulmun azim. He says, oh my son, no matter what happens to you in life, whether you succeed in your work and your business, whether money comes up and down, ultimately, at the end of the day, do not make shirk with Allah. Doesn't matter what you achieve in life. If you have shirk, you have failed in life. You are a failure. And similarly, alhamdulillah, it doesn't matter what you don't have in life, what promotion you didn't get, if you have iman, alhamdulillah, you've succeeded. So he says, my boy, the most important thing is, do not ever, ever commit shirk with Allah. For verily, shirk is the greatest and the most awful thing of all sins. Shirk is not just to worship an idol. There are many forms of shirk. Shirk could be where you prioritize your life, you prioritize your desires, you prioritize your way of living over that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shirk could be where Allah is completely irrelevant in your life. And that is perhaps the shirk of today. There is no Allah. I go through my entire day not making salah, not making a dhikr. I don't care about how I do my business. I don't care what I eat, where I go, what I do. Everything, I am my own Rabb. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, anybody who does not have a relationship with Allah and who does not worship Allah sincerely, then you have failed in life. And so you can see he's prioritizing the most important stuff, that you have to ensure that your tawheed and your iman is intact. And for every single person here, if I were to ask you, if your kids asked you, Dad, what is shirk? And all we can say is worshipping an idol is shirk, or the Trinity is shirk.
then we have not understood shirk. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the most dangerous thing I fear for you is shirk, because it is like that black ant on a black rock at the middle of the night in the desert. It is the most subtle of things. You cannot notice it. Nabi Ibrahim, the father of monotheism, says, oh Allah, save me and my offspring from ever committing shirk. If Nabi Ibrahim is fearful that I can fall into shirk, we should not feel secure. And that's why Luqman, who is a pious, obviously he's raised his children in Iman, in Tawheed. He says, my boys, my son, make be scared of shirk, avoid shirk, constantly be on the lookout not to commit shirk, because verily shirk is the worst of all sins. Now, Luqman is talking to his son. Luqman is, from a linguistic perspective, Luqman is talking. Now the person giving the advice changes. It changes to Allah. Allah says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَمَيْنٍ أَنْ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَى الْمَصِيرِ. So Allah says, and then I have said, Allah says now, Luqman is telling his son, don't commit shirk. Now Allah says, and I gave a wasiyah. Wasayna, wasiyah is like when you die, you give a wasiyah, you give my final advice, my most important. And I advised mankind to be good to his parents. Look at the beauty of the Quran. If Luqman said to his son, my boy, you must be good to your parents. Okay, that's good. Your dad is telling you, be good to me and your mom. But if Allah is saying, you need to be good to your parents, that's far more powerful. So Allah is almost changing from Luqman. You don't have to tell your son, I'm going to tell your children, you need to be good to your parents. Be good, and I commanded mankind to be good towards his parents. His mother bore him in agony and in strain and in hardship. Your mother carried us, our mothers carried us physically for 9 months, and then gave birth to us, and then weaned us for years, and raised us, put her life on hold. And just when we became independent, our younger siblings came along, and the process started again and again and again. His mother bore him by bearing strain upon strain, and his utter dependency on her lasted for 2 years. For 2 years, at least, while we were breastfeeding, completely attached to the mom. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will not find unconditional love like that of a parent. Your wife, your kids, everybody can love you, but no one is going to love you like your parents. And no debt that you pay, can you ever repay that of your parents? No matter how much you give your mom and dad, you will never ever be able to repay what it is that they gave you at your most helpless state. And we know, subhanAllah, when the tables turn, and Allah grant our parents long, healthy life, but when the tables turn and mom and dad is dependent on me, and I need to take care of them, subhanAllah, all of us are going to change the nappies of our parents. All of us are going to feed. Babies feed all the day, the whole time, at night, 2 o'clock. If your mom phones you 2 o'clock, I'm hungry, make me something. SubhanAllah, it becomes difficult. This was us for 2-3 years. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so, his mother, he depended on his mother completely for at least 2 years. So, be grateful towards Allah and towards your parents. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكْ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Beautiful. And we have to end for this ayah and we'll continue next week, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now began. Remember the first advice? Don't commit shirk. The second advice is be obedient and good to your parents. So what happens if your parents command you to commit shirk? What if your parents are the one that says you shouldn't be a Muslim? Now it's a conflict. What do I do? So Allah says, and if your parents, jahadaka, they make jihad against you. So not just your parents are telling you, I don't want you to be a Muslim, stay on whatever religion. They actually force you, pressurize you to commit shirk with Allah, with something which they have no knowledge. فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Then Allah says, then in that case, do not obey them. Then only in that case, it's almost Allah saying, you should obey your parents completely. The only time you should disobey them is where they ask you to disobey Allah. And if they ask you to disobey Allah, how should you, how must you disobey your parents when they ask you to commit shirk? If your parents are fighting you to commit shirk, your parents are arguing with you to commit shirk, how should you reject them? Allah says, do not obey them. وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But then still be a sahabi to them. Give them good companionship. Still be kind to them. Now, I just end up with this topic. We will argue with our parents. People are people. Mom and dad, we might disagree. And it's just normal, especially as they get older, their views and things might change. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if they were, like how many times do we say, but mommy, you're wrong then. And it might be true that mommy is wrong, daddy is wrong. I know better now, mommy and daddy is a bit old. Allah says, how wrong can mommy and daddy be if they tell you to commit shirk? That is the uttermost being wrong. Allah says, even in that state where they are so ignorant, so wrong, you have to be respectful and kind, obedient to them. Don't obey them in their sin. Don't obey them. But you can never ever disrespect them, and you can never ever hurt their feelings. Subhanallah. Very difficult. But inshallah, we continue next week with the advice of Luqman to his son. Just one announcement. Alhamdulillah, Hajj season is upon us, and many of the Hujjaj are preparing for departing. We ask Allah to grant all of them a safe journey and a Hajj Maqbool, Ameen. We will be having a short, a 1 or half a day Hajj and Umrah course. So this is for Umrah and Hajj, because they go together. So if you've got an Umrah or Hajj, you may attend. It will be on next week, Sunday, the 5th of May, 8:30 in the morning. And we'll cover, inshallah, the A to Z of Hajj and Umrah, inshallah. Jazakallah. Another announcement here. I see grade 11 and 12. There's a planning for next year and the future. So there's a meeting at the Bukab Cultural Hub. So the grade 8s and grade 11s and 12s, what are they going to study next year? It's good for them. Any of your kids who want to participate in this, you can attend as well. And we can start planning your future, bismillah. That's also the 11th of May. That's the following Sunday, bismillah. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.